number 10031, M&amp;M Properties, west of Road 40B, 287 feet east of ditch, being part of lots 1 and 2 within Catherine Kinsey subdivision. A variance from minimum square footage and lot width requirements for parcels. Also, the fire marshal letter comes into effect on this case.
Name and address.
My name is Anthony Morgan, 3rd, 29034 Catmans Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear from the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth?
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I purchased these properties about 3 months ago, and I have a letter from four of the neighbors, and if I can read the letter to you, what's happened, then I'll give it to Mr. Bud Richardson. They're all signed from him. The neighbors of the property of Check Road recently, it was purchased by me, had made vast improvements of the area, demolishing, repairing the lots for use. On these properties, increased the value of the clearing the area. The previous owner had allowed overgrowth, rubbish, to remain on the land for years. We support Mr. Morgan, his effort to build two new homes on the residents' use of the land. There is no opposition from the granting from this variance. It is understood that the homes will be small ranch-style homes marketed for first home buyers and retirees. This provides affordable housing and beautification of the neighborhood. When I purchased these properties, there was a bungalow on lot number 1 that would burn down about 4 years ago that was in a big pile. On lot number 2, there was a trailer that was dilapidated, pushed over, bulldozed with boats and a lot of trash on the property. And what I would like to do is I've cleaned them up already. They're all cleaned up and been all done. And I have septic's approval for one lot. I have to have two lots to be able to get a septic approval. The septics are a peat moss system. They're one of the better grade septics. When the water comes out of the bottom of the septic, it is drinkable. How that is, I don't know. But it's $18,000 for a septic. And it's good for the water. Plus, it doesn't hurt any of the neighbors where their wells are and where their septics are. I don't know if you have he has a survey of that, of where the old houses were. On what happened was the bungalow had a septic on lot 2 and the well was on lot 1, but both of them were using both the well and the septic. The septic had collapsed and I've had that filled in. The well has not been closed off yet, not until I have my septic installed on lot number 2. I do have, if you need copies of that from the state, that they both been, the one's been approved already and the other one would be also approved also once I subdivide those up. This land was, I have two surveys, I don't know if you have those. In 1967 is when all these lots were divided at 100 foot wide. And there were several of them along that property. I see lots number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down are all owned by the Bonnevilles, and there's letters that I gave you from them people. Then in 69, the owner of this property took out a top parcel of the lot, and that's why the lots are shorter, that they're only 160 feet deep. And what I would like to do is what I do in my business is I buy old houses and fix them up for affordable living for people that can afford a house. The houses I will build will be 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,120 square feet for first home buyers, so they can afford it. It's not as big as the big homes, and it's not a lot of land that, you know, the 3/4 acres is recommended, but, you know, to get affordable house for $165,000, you got to make some sacrifices. And if you guys would let me do that, that would be very appreciative.
There's a fence around the property?
On the back of my lot, there's a wire fence that I cleaned up. It's almost like a chicken fence. It is owned by the Dimes, and they gave me a letter also to prove that they don't have a problem with me building there.
If you notice, Mr. Chairman, you'll see that the variance for 59 point on lot 1,
mm-hmm.
you see the 90.69 tenths, that is based on the curve, and that would be the front. You see the curve there?
Yep.
Comes out, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's approximately 90.69 69 feet. So that's the reason we're using that number to get the variance.
To bring down that curve.
59.31, yeah, for the 150-foot requirement.
Right.
And then you go with your square footage on both lots.
Mm-hmm. I believe on the copy, does it show you where the house will fit on the property? I don't have it here with me, I'm sorry. Of the size of houses, they will fit both in the center of the lots, and I do meet all the setbacks. I've actually started a house on lot number 2 already, and it's already in all the setbacks of if this was approved to handle that.
So you're meeting all the setbacks of the house by being in the center, that's true.
Yes, so all the setbacks will be held on both properties, yes, sir.
You will be able to hold on both?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yep. The houses are only 40 foot long.
Oh, okay.
28 by 40.
28 by 40?
28 by 40, the one, and they will have room to have to put a garage on them if they would like. I'm holding it back, so if they wanted to add a garage at a later date, it would still meet setbacks. So if someone bought it and they wanted to put a garage on, as I got, you know, some equity in the house, they could do that.
So it's a 28 by 40, 3 beds, 2 baths with a garage?
3 bedrooms, 2 baths, no garage right now.
No garage
now? No, I won't put the garage. When they buy it, they have room to put a garage on there and still meet the setbacks.
You're able to hold them by putting them in the center. You hold all the...
And they're pretty close to center. I've left a little bit to the side so you can get the garage to the left. So they're not the exact said center. But the garage, if they do put a garage, the house would be center with the garage on the property.
And then it'd be to the left of it?
Yes, the garage would both be on the left side of both houses. That is correct.
Okay.
And they're both facing the front, the 100-foot. The corner house won't be turned sideways, so they'll all be facing.
It'll be facing the front also?
Yes. The houses around here are, some of them are ranchers, and most of them are trailers with add-ons.
Right.
And all the lots that go down to lots 4, 5, 6, and 7. And the Mr. Dimes lot is a trailer with an add-on also.
Down to the...
That is behind me. That is the one who bought that parcel 1-2 and part of 3 in 1969.
Okay.
The properties were divided in 1967. If you need a copy of that, I don't know. I have them here. I can let you look at them if you like.
No, I've seen that one.
You've seen those? Okay, 67 and then 69, they sold the top part of the parcel off of that.
Okay.
Jared, GR, mobile home.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. It's GR right there anyway. Mobile home.
Mobile home then.
Okay.
Mr. Ricker, getting back to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
What's the requirement there? Is it the same as AR where it's... The height, is that
3.5 feet?
42 inches, 40 feet back. And it, according to this drawing, it says it's a 4-foot chain link fence that appears to run about 15 feet from the property line. So is that considered non-conforming because of its age? Or?
Can you? I've lost you where you're talking. Is it my fence or the owner's fence?
That's not your fence.
It's on the property line.
Yes, it is on. Well, actually, it is on his, on Mr. Dimes, Mr. and Mrs. Dimes' property. Is the fence.
Okay. It's not on this part.
Yeah, you can see through that fence. So that's...
It's not even chain link. It's like just wire about this big. It's overgrown.
Chicken wire or something.
To answer your question, yes, it is 15 feet on that line. So they're doing good. I mean, as far as 7 feet, you got 7 foot from 40-foot line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just want to make sure there wasn't any additional variances needed.
Yeah. Then you get it up front. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Benson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Just the letters that I gave, Mr. Bud, mm-hmm. The four property owners adjacent to all of that around there.
All of them.
Four.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? I'll entertain a motion.
Take case number 10,031 under advisement.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 10,031 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office for
some may be decided, or?
Maybe.
Okay.
But the hearing is closed, though. There will be no more testimony from you back. The board will come back to it.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Case number